Blog Talk Radio. Because of the lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Again and again, again, again. Give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering.
Shalom, everyone. I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Brother Dewa. Brother Dewa, you on?
Yes, ma'am. Shabbat Shalom. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
You all right,
sir.
Sister? Now, if I drop off, let me know if I'm dropping off or something. You know, because I had to stay in one spot in my apartment. But
we're
going to talk about. Okay, so today what we're going to talk about is the ninth law of nature, which is a very, very interesting subject to touch on, because the ninth law of nature is the exoteric meaning of colors. And this is a deep subject, and it's good that they find it on number nine, because we know that the number nine don't change. So the ninth law of nature is the exoteric meaning of colors. And when we get off into the esoteric meaning of color, that means that we have to study a science called dyeing, mixing of colors. There are only three colors that all colors come out of. And when you get off into studying this, this is a very interesting, because red, blue, and yellow is the is your colors that produces all of the colors. Now, I know we have to ask ourselves a question: how do red, blue, and yellow produce white and black? That's an amazing transformation. But that transformation starts on the first law of nature, which is vibration. Once you come into being, colors vibrate. So we then have to deal with a knowledge, another science, which is the first science that you would go off into, is that your aura. Now, see, when we deal with aura, everybody knows what your aura is. The aura is two currents of energy that flow through man, creating magnetic field called the aura, part of Earth's magnetic field, in which it gives moves independent. My daddy would always say, don't get in his aura, his atmosphere. He would keep you out of his atmosphere. He wouldn't let you enter his atmosphere, meaning that he would keep you at least two arms length away from him when you were talking to him, because for safety meaning, he said that you didn't enter his atmosphere. Only him and the Father could be in that atmosphere with him. This aura is your breath. See, if we study, a good study to do is get off into some deep study of Hotima, which is, Hotima did an excellent job. He lived, read his life story, he lived to be 100 and almost 160 years old when he was supposed to die around about 60-some, him and his wife, but they went and lived up in the mountains with some monks, and he wrote some books. See, if we look at it, one interesting thing that he said that we can look at and see that he's not lying, that the body is just a great big old oxygen tank. And you jump started, you slapped across your butt and started breathing, these tanks start pumping. The most significant thing for the body and life is clean air. That's the reason the people that live up in the Himalayas and where there's no factories and stuff, and higher up in the Alps, these monks live 200 and 300 years old. They got them up there now as we speak. It's because of the fresh, clean air that your body get, and you feed your body the correct food, which is all vegetarian food, vegetables and different teas and stuff, but no meat, no meat and no blood of the animal. Well, then you live this long life without diseases and stuff. You almost can predominate. You are supposed to stay here 150 years, 20 years to get your powers on Earth. You're supposed to live at least 120. Your body is so designed when you at birth to live 120 years if you follow a right dietary law. But it's a lot of stuff that you had to know, is because, see, when a group of people sit down with a protocol and make a plan out of you, that word protocol is an important word in this statement I'm finna make. See, when they sit down with a protocol, that's an order. To make a plan out of it, and they call it a project. And then the word project, and they call it a project. And then they redline you in Chicago in 1950 and make you live in some government buildings called a project. And after 10 years of being made a project out of in most all major cities, the people that lived in there call it the Jets. They had nicknamed this place was called the Jets. And this is your beginning of Genesis. You see, and the Jets became the first drive-through drugstore, not CVS and the drugstores now you drive through and get that. That wasn't the first drive-through drugstore. That was the Jet. And that was the first drive-through whole house. It was in the Jet. And then this was 1960. 5 years later, due to Motown and a different style and a different cliche of African Americans, this is when they was taking on either against the white man or be one of them. This was the field nigger versus the house nigger in 1965. The Jets became the Hood. And the Hood was where Superfly, who was Fly back in 1960, and Hoochie Mama, who was a Jersey Belle back in 1960, but she became a Hoochie Mama, they lived in the Hood. And in 1970 began the ghetto, with the children of Superfly and Hoochie Mama. And they grew up in the ghetto, which became the slums. And when it became the slums by 1980, they said they was bitches, hoes, dogs, and fools, and was hip-hoppers. And that's when the ghetto became the slums. And in 2016, they looked like a war zone in all states that started with a project and put it in the black African American thing. So when you are made a project out of, then you die from the lack of knowledge, is that when we go off into studies like we are off into now, you have to elevate your mind up into another level of thought, because what we got from some people that don't look like us, it is not correct, no way, shape, fashion, or form. So when we go and be FBI's first black investigators and not fat, black, and ignorant like the typical African-American is right now, 99.99% of them, because we only like a 1%, Tyler. It used to be 5% back in the 50s, and I mean, back in the 60s and the 70s, be 5%, but we 1% now of people that have knowledge because of genocision, and your ass been over here in captivity for 460 years. So where your mindset is at this point is just only 1% of the people that would understand what we're talking about. But when we go off into this color thing, the ancient forefathers was the reason that they were so good at mixing these colors to put an attitude, because these colors dealt with your attitude and who you were. This is what the ancient, just like Your name was not a name, but your name was a statement. And that statement was to, in the language of Yah, that statement was like my name is Dawaya. My statement is Dawaya. That means the beloved of Yah, Zakaya, the one who did not forget Yah. That's my statement. That's power in the old ancient days. So was the colors that you wore and the colors that you had. And when we get off deep into these colors, then we can understand why the Germanic race of people, their color is red. And when we trace the history of them, they are red, white, and blue, all the way down of their civilized history of mankind, which is the Germanic race of people, of these 12 tribes of people. Their colors is red, white, and blue. And when we study what our ancestors left us dealing with this subject, then we can understand why these people is like that, because of their colors. Their colors. The meaning of their colors, because see, when we see the color red is a color that projects or encourages desire, evil. It is angry and believe in bloodshed. This color red. Now, if you notice that back in the 70s, they had a movie, The Colors. You know, you had the red, and one was the blue, and crimps back in the days when the hip hoppers went to the color thing on them, and they made a movie called Colors. Well, Colors been around way longer than the hip hoppers, because if we study the history of the Germanic race of people, colors, which was their flag, their banner that they believed in and went up under, meant more to these people than anything in the world. They would die for this flag, a piece of rag that had some colors, went in signals and marked and stars and stripes in it, that the people would die for this flag. If they was fighting in a war, they wouldn't let this flag hit the ground. If the guy that was carrying the flag, he got shot, or somebody would pick the flag up, get it off the ground, you were programmed like this. These people were programmed this, and they program you into believing the same thing. We're looking at this other nature of these other race of people that believe in these colors and these flags that they have taught us to believe in. What prompted all of this is I heard a man on Brother Barnett's show say that when he sees the Confederate flag, it just do something to him. He just can't stand looking at nothing that's the Confederate flag, because he don't believe that's the American way, because he was an American. Well, here's a black man that's a complete zip goddamn fool to don't know that the United States flag, old red, white, and blue, done more against him than any goddamn Confederate flag has ever done with him, and is still doing it to his ass. And when you genocide to that, to think that old red, white, and blue that you go and fight for overseas, just like I did, Vietnam, three damn tours over there fighting for a goddamn flag and for patriotism, and I couldn't even fucking eat back here in the United States in a restaurant. That's right. I couldn't eat in one. I know, goddammit, I was stationed in Biloxi, Mississippi, in Gulfport, Mississippi, where we couldn't even be out, had to be off the street at 6 o'clock, goddammit. That was in 1965. So don't tell me now what the bullshit that it wasn't that way, because goddammit, hell, you talking to somebody that was there. And this ain't nobody that wasn't there. When I went into the Navy, it was the most prejudiced goddamn branch of service there were. and still is, because you couldn't have five damn ranks. So this flag that you love, so what has it? It brought your ass into slavery up under the banner of Christian banners of Jesus Christ. This is what this flag did to you. It put your ass in chains and bounds, and some Scottish Rite Masons of the North whooped the Duncan Masons ass of the South that agreed, that said that Jesus said that your ass was supposed to be in slavery up under this flag and this ecclesiastic act and banners of Christianity, of the angelic gospel, Christian Episcopal teaching of the church, of high church, low church, and broad church of the Western Hemisphere. They said it was all right, Jesus said, for your ass to be a slave, that you were supposed to be a slave. The Bible said it. They backed it up with Bible verses that your ass was supposed to be a slave. And here you is now, filled with the damn Holy Ghost and waiting on Jesus to return. 99.99% believing in something that old Red done give you. See, let's look at this flag, these colors, red, white, and blue. I put it to you like great-great-grandpa put it to me. He said that red, white, and blue stood for old white boy, the blue eyes, done conquered all black people, on colored people on earth with bloodshed. And you can trace that history for 6,000 years of him becoming mankind, coming out of the Caucasus Mountain. But what happened to him happened 50,000 years ago, but for 44,000 years, he was a subhuman that was a Neanderthal, and he became part of mankind when he became a reindeer man and became a Homo erector. And that was only 6,000 years ago, when he got renamed by the Yehudas, Greeks, that came out of the people of hell, out of the Caucasus Mountain, out of that area they call themselves the people of hell. And they was renamed Greeks. Well, when we study what the ancients told us about colors, then we can see where these people, these tribes of people, let's deal with this one color, red. Because, see, they told us that red is the color of the devil. Well, now, I find it very interesting. Well, let's see who the devil is. And this color, our ancestors let us know that anybody bearing color, these colors, I look at it like this. Grandpa taught me. He didn't tell me this, but he was telling me about this. But that means that when I look at the people that believe in that, well, hell, I put match this shit together, and this shit, I done caught somebody's ass. I done caught him with his drawers hanging down. And so, old Red, first of all, we're going to look at the Roman Catholic Church, which is called the Christian Church in today's society. But it started off as Jesus Krishna, the Church of Eastern Western Rome, was called Jesus Krishna, and they was called Christianites, not Christendom, and they lived in Christendom, not Christendom. That came later when they started putting it in revised versions. But we started with the original. Their color is red. It's the same color as Mitra, and how we know that Christianity, present-day Christianity, is Mitra, because they have a Promus Maximus. This old boy that just left the country, y'all call him the Pope. He got y'all bullshitted that he's the Pope, laughing like hell. Every damn nation got the Pope. He ain't, that ain't his title. His title ain't the Pope, but he let your ass call him the Pope. But his title is Promus Maximus. That's his true title. He ain't no goddamn Pope. He Promus Maximus. Once he become Promus Maximus, he become the high priest of Mitra. All you have to do is go back and study the history of these people and where this shit come from. It's right there in the books. Why you got the Holy Ghost and your ass running around speaking in tongues. Hell, this is why your ass goddamn is a schizo goddamn friend. Praying off of this written. Now let's look at this color red. Everything, if you get a degree in theology, well, your cape is scarlet red. And the words wrote in red in the Bible is bronze to the hippie on a stick. So we looking at this color and the aura of the people that gets this that's they addicted to this color. That color is their personality. It's a the. Let's go back and look at take the primary colors. These are red, blue, and yellow. All the other colors are a combination of these colors to a certain portion. Now let's look at this red. Red is the physical color, and it is the color of physical energy. There are various shades of red, of course, which there are various civilian and general speaking red in the physical color. The color of ether is pink, or more literally speaking, the color of a fresh blow peach blossom, although its vibration is so intense that very few people are able to see the vibration. But ether is always pink. See, when we dealing with certain vibrations, I told you this is going to be a deep lesson, because and maybe somebody can't catch on to it right quick. It's because we're dealing with the 12 laws of nature and the esoteric meaning of colors. And once these colors start vibrating, and they vibrate in people, that gives them their personality and stuff, then you see what you're dealing with. And these colors, you got Valentine's, Christmas, all of these colors that deals with red. Well, this carry an energy with it. And when as many people that it is pick up these energies, then this is why the energy of the people right now is the way it is. See, because let's deal with this word ethereum. Your aura. See, the aura deal with what they call egg, which is the aura contains first breath, because that's the beginning of life, is breath. Then breath has a mind. And then the mind take on the physical form. The physical form is you and I who's talking right now. But we started off as breath, ether. And this breath became mind, and it took on a physical form through vibration, through colors. We picking up the vibrations of this. In other words, what this semen and sperm is going through in transformation, evolving from the semen and sperm of your mother and your father. This is how it takes on shapes and form once it starts vibrating and pick up energy. Now, breath, the white boy mistranslated breath. He called it spirit, and he called it soul mind. But when you get a better, clearer understanding of so it won't.